Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level three. The biggie Eric Cohen will step up and in and join us. All right, I'm Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159. This is Sports Rage. I wanted to share something. We were just talking about Devin Booker here. Matthias, you want to jump in here? Are you a Devin? I don't hate Devin Booker personally. There's some guys I look at and I'm like, yeah, I just don't like this guy. Like, you know what I mean? I don't rip them, but it's like, you know what I mean? Or they're unlikable. They're hard to like, etc. But I think Booker is arrogant. I think he's cocky. Yet he's also one of the best players in the NBA, so he should be. I mean, I don't know. He's like, to me, he doesn't rub me the wrong way. Now, he complains to the referees, and he's a little bit diva-ish and stuff. The mascot stuff in Toronto is stupid, right? And I think a guy like Booker is really, it's one of these deals, like, all right, why do you hate him? And I see right now, there's Reddit forums. Why do you hate Devin Booker? And everyone has it like, you know what it is, Matthias? He's one of these dudes. You can't really name one thing. It's just sort of like, well, it's that little thing here and that little thing. I don't like the way he looked. I don't like that. Like, there's just like, but I'm telling you, NBA players don't like him either, bro. They don't vote for him. Like, the fan, he never wins the fan vote because it's going to go to Luka and Curry and whatever. So he never wins the fan vote. And then after, if you'll notice, 2 years in a row, you're telling me the last 2 years he hasn't been an all-star? The NBA players are like, no. Voting for him. They vote for everyone else. They don't vote for him. Like, he had to be a coach's selection to get on a damn team. Like, it's pretty ridiculous. Like, the hate is real for this guy, Matthias. Are you a Devin Booker hater too?
I love his game, Gabe, but at the same time, he's had a big mouth since he got drafted. He got drafted in 2015. You know, we're in 2022. A lot of the average NBA fan, you know, they just got to know Devin Booker, 3 years ago?
That's true. He's been around a while. You're right.
He's lost for a while, and that's why the NBA players don't like him, because NBA players, especially the vets, they don't like it when you see, you know, the young guy talking his mouth when his team is down by 20 points, and then he's just running his mouth, and you see the video.
Yeah, but since Paul's been there.
Elevators.
Yeah, that's not a bad one, too, actually. Thank you for bringing that up. That he sucker punched the poor guy opening up the elevator door.
Yeah, well, he was with another player. You know, they're getting in some.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I saw the video of him. But nah, whatever. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It was a little dust up. I think Chris Paul's influence has been good, but as I stated, I think so. And I'll tell you what, Chris. And another thing is too. Chris Paul is very disliked, right? It's weird because they trust Chris Paul to represent them in negotiations because they know that he won't get screwed. But they also, like, Chris Paul's not a popular guy with other guys in the NBA. But I think that's what brings Phoenix together. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Big E, Eric Cohen, will step up and in and join us. We'll talk a little NFL football. We'll get into the Stephon Diggs contract. Buffalo Bills put some big money on the table. Buffalo Bills, man, they're the only team in NFL history to guarantee $100 million cash to a quarterback. Like, you know, Josh Allen's contract's like over $250 million, but it was $100 million guaranteed. And Diggs, $70 million guaranteed. $70 million guaranteed. The Buffalo Bills have the bells, they've got the whistles, they've got the Pro Bowlers, and they've got the highest paid this, the highest paid that. They are the Super Bowl favorites. Everybody in the media, every jackass like me, including me, picking the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl this year. They have it all except the ring. Now they have to go out and prove it. They're getting paid to do it. Now go do it. Go do it. The window will not be open forever if you are the Buffalo Bills. But I'll tell you what, man. The window is definitely opening in the National Football League, isn't it? Man, the amount of money that's being tossed around right now. This stuff would be unheard of before. It'd be like, we're not giving you a six-year deal. And what are you, like, is this April Fool's? Honestly? Dude, Odell Beckham got laughed out of the room by the New York Giants a couple of years ago. That's how he ended up in Cleveland. Right? He got laughed out of the room. He walked in. He said, listen, man, Odell was making like $8 million a year or something, right? And he was making all stupid, crazy catches and selling a million jerseys and stuff. And he told him, I want $18 million a year. He said, Eli Manning's making like 22. He said, I should make the same as him, but I'll settle for like 20, you know, and then sort of like 18 to 20 type thing. And they told him, you're crazy. They said, you're crazy. Wide receivers will never get paid that type of money. You're nuts. What did Davante Adams just get? 30? Diggs just got 70 guaranteed. Von Miller got a six-year deal. The Buffalo Bills are giving out six-year contracts like Oprah hands out candy canes and cars at Christmas time. The Big E, Eric Cohen, steps up in it. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're kicking it old school on the show tonight. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, of course, threw it down with us. Now the Big E, Eric Cohen, steps up and in TSN, TSN Edge, breaking it down. We've got Major League Baseball futures to talk. We've got NHL player futures that I want to break down a little bit, and some NFL news from earlier in the day pertaining to the Buffalo Bills. As the Buffalo Bills pay Stephon Diggs, Eric, a lot of money. And the Buffalo Bills haven't been shy about paying their players big contracts right now. And in fact, the Buffalo Bills are the first team ever to give a quarterback $100 million guaranteed and a receiver $70 million guaranteed. That's $170 million guaranteed for two players. I have no problem paying Stephon Diggs, but I got to tell you what, the Buffalo Bills, they got to win a Super Bowl. Like you and I talked about it. Yeah. This is it. They've paid everybody. Von Miller's been paid. Allen's been paid. Everybody's been paid. McDermott's been paid. Diggs is now paid large money. These guys are getting paid like they've won a Super Bowl before. They haven't. The time is now.
Well, you know what? To your point, Diggs was very smart because as soon as he got to Buffalo, he obviously befriended Josh. Those two have been best buds, best friends since Diggs got there. Josh wanted a bona fide number one guy. He got there. And it's funny because, Diggs had all those issues in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins and, with the offensive coordinator at the time, with the head coach. He was causing all sorts of problems, but he's been a model citizen. In Buffalo, he hasn't acted the way he did under Coach Zimmer, and he got paid. He's been paid not only for his production, but for his behavior. Even last year, I felt like when he wasn't getting the ball, you think of the Chiefs game. I mean, the playoff game, Davis was the guy doing everything, and Diggs was more of a decoy, and he was okay with it. I found it weird at the time that your number one guy who you should be able to make huge plays when you need to was really doing nothing in the biggest game of the year. But obviously the Chiefs, you know,
he had the big 2-point catch, right? Remember, he had the 2-point conversion. It was a nice catch, but no, you're right. Thing is, Davis just kept getting open all the time. And Allen just saw him and said, you know what? This kid is open. I like Diggs a lot. And I think also the Bills, look, it's a lot like the Rams. If you look right now, people want to play for the Rams, right? And why? Because they're a first-class organization. They won, but people want to play for them before they just won. That's why they won, because guys were like, yeah, you know what? They pay players well. They treat people well. And I think the Bills, I mean, look, Cole, remember years ago, people would say, oh, no one wants to go to Buffalo, right? No, you saw, man. You saw Von Miller's dad was the one that told him, you should go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I said, man, they've got it all going on. They're just missing you. They wanted to get you before. You should do it now. And he said, you can win a Super Bowl with three different teams. So, you know, Von Miller's dad is buying in. And I think, Cohen, they want to send a message that we're a first-class organization. We'll pay you. We treat our players extremely well. And you can't argue that right now. But now it's time to treat the fans well, Cohen, and win a damn Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, if you're
And Pegula, he's paid. She's paid, both of them.
If you're a diehard Bills fan like us, I mean, for me, it was, you know, it was really, it defined my high school years, going to four straight Super Bowls and losing just in crushing fashion in the first one to the Giants. And then, you know, you're outclassed in the second one by Washington. You get, you know, whatever, in the third one by Dallas. And then the fourth one, you're up at the half. And then everything goes wrong in the second half. And I mean, like, that was, you know, that was my high school, you know, all my memories. And then they go decades without even getting back to the playoffs. Now they're finally in a position where they are a bona fide Super Bowl contender. They are the best team in football. The problem is the AFC is completely stacked. It's not going to be easy, but they definitely have the talent to get there.
They're still better, though, right? Like, even though it's flashier and like so, and it's rare, right, that a player is going to go to a team. I know it worked for Tom Brady. But when you have a new coach and a new system, like a little bit, it was a little different. Like the Rams had already been to the Super Bowl, right? Like the Rams were a good team. The Rams were a playoff team. The Rams have been to a Super Bowl. All right. They bring Stafford in, then they win a Super Bowl, but like the Broncos aren't, right? Like it's not like the Broncos are knocking on the door of a Super Bowl and they just went to a Super Bowl and they fell short. They've got work to do. They've got a new coach, and you and I both know Nate Hackett. And I got to tell you, I know it's been years and all this type of stuff since he's been calling the plays in Buffalo, but he might have been the worst play call in the history of the Buffalo Bills, bro. Like, he's terrible, this guy. Yeah. And like, what did they ever do in Jacksonville? Like, he was Marone's buddy. He was with him at Syracuse. He came into the NFL.
Yeah.
Obviously, his father was around, but, like, so, you know, Nate Hackett comes in from Syracuse with Doug Marone, is the Buffalo Bill offensive play caller and coordinator. He sucked. He was terrible. Then they go to Jacksonville. They had mild success, whatever, but they generally sucked. They, you know, he, whatever. And you can't give him credit for in Green Bay. Well, it was Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Matt LaFleur's the brains there. Like, put it this way. Like, if I'm a Denver Bronco fan, I'd be a little bit concerned about this coaching hire, Cohen. Like, I'm not down with, I don't believe in him. I'll tell you that.
No, I hear you. And, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you know, you know, you look at that division, obviously, a new face in Denver, a new face in L.A., and, you know, McDaniels.
What are the Chiefs going to be without Tyreek Hill? He, man, that was a big part of that, man. Tyreek Hill saved their ass a lot, bro.
Hey, sure did. And obviously, you know, the players they brought in, I mean, like Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, they're not going to replace what Tyreek Hill did in an offense. If you're defending Kansas City, you can expect now that Travis Kelce will see a lot of double teams. That's just the way it's going to be.
You see our boy T.O. T.O. told Pat McAfee that he's been campaigning to play for the Chiefs. He says he can still play.
He tells
Andy Reid, I don't know. You could play in the USFL. If Shea Patterson's the first overall pick in that league, you can play in that league, T.O.
Right.
We'll tell you that. I'll guarantee you that right now. But this is it. And we, you know, you and I have talked about it. The Bills have been building this up and building this up. And eventually these other teams are going to break through. And, you know, there's some good football teams. It's going to be very, very competitive in the AFC. But the Bills are still better than everybody right now, in my opinion. Right. Yeah. Or at least, you know, KC keeps beating them. But KC don't have Tyreek Hill anymore, and I think it's catching up to them a little bit. Kelsey's not getting any younger. If the Bills didn't blow that 13 seconds, whatever, we could relive it. You know, we'd be in a different world right now, maybe. But they're all in. All there is to do right now, the players need to deliver, Cohen. Like, put it this way. As much as the Sabres suck and Sabre fans can cry, the Pegulas have put the Bills in a position to win a Super Bowl. They've given the coaching staff, the management, and the players everything possible.
Yeah, I think really the key for them, obviously, is the key for any team when you go into a new season with as much talent as Buffalo does. You got to stay healthy. You need Josh Allen to stay healthy. We've been
obviously
lucky.
That's the thing. And I thought you were going to say Cohen, because honestly, I thought they were a little cocky coming into the year last year. Because remember last year, everyone was saying the same thing. Oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And then they blew the lead to Pittsburgh. I thought they were cocky at times last year. I mean, no, they had no business losing to Jacksonville and stuff like that. They can't do that.
No. It cost them home field against the Chiefs. Might have been a different story if the Bills were a higher seed, right?
You're damn right.
Right? So
I think that's the only way. I think that's the way. Like, otherwise, it's just going to be the same old type thing with the Bills. They need the intensity. Very Phoenix Sun-like, Cohen. You know what I mean? Like the Phoenix Suns this year, they didn't say, well, we'll get back to the finals and we'll pace ourselves. They started the year saying, let's just murder everybody every night because we're still so upset. Like, dude, it's been 2 years in a row they've lost to Kansas City. I mean, lesson learned. Don't play on the road anymore in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right.
It's pretty clear, and you control that.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You got to win 15 of 17 games, man. Don't let up, or 14 games.
Well, the
only games the Bills let up, bro.
Yeah,
the Colt game was a disgrace.
Yeah, the NFL now is a league where you need that one seed, you know. And now, unless you're the Packers and you've had the one seed a couple of years, and
listen, every team is sort of different. But we've learned the Bills need the one seed. We'll put it that way. More with Cohen on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage, kicking it Sirius XM channel 159, old school style, with the Biggie, Eric Cohen, TSN Edge. So listen, Cohen, we could talk about the Bills all night and NFL football draft rapidly approaching. We're going to be in Vegas for the National Football League draft, but we're less than 24 hours away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. So I want to get caught up with you. I put quite a few future bets in, win totals, and I put a bunch of division win parlays in. And I'll start off with Cohen, the fact that I think we both agree the Dodgers are going to win the National League West, right?
We do, and I got them at minus 150, which I'm so happy.
That's a great price.
Yeah, it really is. Got
They're
it
like went. Minus 230, minus 225, 230 now.
Yeah, a lot of these divisions have really fluctuated since the numbers initially came out, the Dodgers being one, and certainly the Blue Jays as well. Not nearly the same price, even though
I know you got the Blue Jays at like plus 250 or something, right? Before the Chapman deal. Yeah. And you know, that moved the number after the fact. And we see the Rays just traded away Austin Meadows. But the parlay I put in was the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Now what it currently pays is plus 287 for just the two of them to win their both respective divisions. Because I don't think you want to lay, and I don't think anybody tuning in wants to lay the juice with the Dodgers. But I believe, listen, nothing's a lock, nothing's a grand slam, nothing's guaranteed in life. The Dodgers didn't win a division last year, but San Francisco ain't winning 107 games this year.
No,
it's not happening.
No, I mean the Dodgers. You know, that was a fluke. What happened with the Giants last year? The Dodgers are better this year, and they still won 106 games last year. So yeah, no, I mean I think they win that division. By 8 to 10 games, I think it's you're in cruise control with it for sure.
and then parlayed with the Blue Jays. So as far as the Jays are concerned, I am buying in that Vladimir Guerrero can hit the most home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that bet. I've seen it as high as 800. I think it's a nice play for Guerrero to hit the most home runs. And we were talking about this earlier in the week about we're talking about the Dodgers lineup, and I was talking about Trey Turner, and I was saying, man, he's going to score a lot of runs this year. And yeah, he will score a lot of runs, but so do the Blue Jays. And Bichette, you know, scores a ton of runs, Cohen. And you can get Bichette to score the most runs in Major League Baseball at like 11-1. And I think he can. I think Guerrero's right there, but Bichette crosses the plate a lot. And the Jays are going to put up a ton of runs, bro. They're going to rack up a ton of runs. Therefore, this is a player prop not a lot of people would, you know, look for and talk about, which player will score the most runs in Major League Baseball. But I'll tell you what, man. I think the two Blue Jay players in Bichette and Guerrero are both in play in this.
Yeah, listen, again, Bichette has been able to stay healthy. Bichette is young. Bichette is a 4-5 tool guy. He's got speed. So it's not like if he gets on base, he's going to be, you know, a guy that's going to get thrown out on fielder's choices and things like that, where he's not going to be able to score runs. I mean, even Vladdy's a lot quicker this year than he was in previous years. He continues to lose a lot of weight in the offseason, and he's coming into camp in really good shape. But yeah, a lot of guys are very high on Bo for the same reasons that you just gave. I mean, the Jays have a murderer's row 1-6. So you get on base, if you're Springer or you're Bo, and you're getting on base at the top of that order, between Vladdy, between Teoscar, there's just so many guys that can knock you in. Gurriel Jr., same thing. So you get on base, good chance you're scoring. So I do like that a lot with Bo Bichette to score a ton of runs, you know, well over 100.
I'm seeing him right now as high as 16-1. The numbers are starting to shuffle here now that it's, you know, people starting to bet. It's the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
People are getting in on this. Listen, Soto's the favorite. He doesn't have anyone to like bat him in. His team sucks.
Nope.
So I don't understand that. Like, I wouldn't take him at 8-1.
No.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at 8-1, dangerous. I think Guerrero's going to be right there. Mookie Betts, yeah, Mookie Betts and Turner. That's how the conversation started earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. They're 10-1 and 11-1 right now. But they're going to get knocked in a lot, but they don't have the same automatic power that Guerrero does. And even Bichette with hitting home runs. I think there's value with Bichette to score the most runs at 16-1. And sort of like you were talking about last week, betting all these Jays props and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all in on Vlad Jr., bro. I think if you just sprinkle it, Vlad Jr. to have the most home runs, Vlad Jr. to win the most valuable player, you're getting plus money, nice plus money with both of them. One of them hits, you're winning right there. I think Guerrero's ready to break out and ready to have an MVP year.
I'm with you. I mean, listen, he was right there last year, and the only reason he didn't win MVP is because Ohtani had such a special, incredible year that we just, you know, really Ohtani's the only person that can have that kind of year. He's the only pitcher who
Vlad just needs to raise it up a notch now. So instead of 48, he needs to hit like 57. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that'll get him there.
Exactly. Listen, I'm with you. I my expectations are high for the Jays. You talked about Pat McAfee right now on FanDuel. You can get the Jays at plus 250 to win the division. They have it as one of their odds boosts. So if you do have an account there,
that's a great boost.
Yeah, it's a really nice boost. As you mentioned, like, sportsbooks are giving you lots of great options right now, and that's certainly one of them. They're really good with that. So yeah, listen, I'm on board. I'm on board with the Jays. I'm on board with the Bills.
Have you taken advantage of like 19 different sign-up bonuses yet?
I have. It's a little overwhelming when you have so many accounts, but
that's a lot of rollovers you've got coming up for the next month.
I have to bet a lot, but hey, it's no different from the way things normally are with me, right? So at least I'm used to it. But yeah, I got to keep track of all the different promos and all the different things I got going on. But it's a crazy time in the gambling world right now.
It really is. And especially with, like I said, you got Masters Golf with baseball, and these numbers are starting to shuffle a little bit, but FanDuel does have some great odds boosts right now. And a lot of regional ones. There's regional ones sort of in the area and stuff, but that Blue Jay one is really, really good because instead of plus 170 right now, they'll give you the plus 250. Was before.
FanDuel yesterday had the Raptors score 1 point against Atlanta, $300, right? They're all over it, all over the Toronto stuff.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, yeah. I wish I got in on that one. That's what they call being. That's like roping people in there, right? Listen, we're gonna be nice to you. Give you $100 here.
I told my group when we were talking about our favorite picks. I guaranteed the Raptors wouldn't get shut out by the Hawks. I mean,
it's a lock of the night.
If there's a guarantee in sports, that was one of them.
1 point for $100. Not bad.
You imagine losing that bet?
No, they always do that whenever they're in a new market. Like, I remember, dude, when they went to Colorado, it was like you got the Denver Broncos, like, in an NFL game, plus 101 points. It was one of those, like, it can't lose. Like, they were literally, like, plus 100 points, I think.
Yeah.
Like, get the Broncos at plus 99.5 points tonight. Bet $1 and win 200 or something. You only do it once, but hey, you got to cash in on that stuff. You do. You'll see the odds boost.
Our show is sponsored by
FanDuel, so we know about the odds boost. And they're not always great, but when you're getting – sometimes you're getting – there's just too much value and plus money that you got to jump in on it.
Yeah, the Leafs got one on the Leafs tomorrow. For the Leafs, will the Leafs score a goal at even money, right? So you bet, you know, they give a max on it. But
Cash in on this stuff. You might as well, max out.
Well, you know me, Gabe. You know that I'm definitely playing them. I mean, if there's a way to get that kind of, you know, super odds boost, you know I'm on it.
Yeah, you're saying you smell free money, Cohen. That's what you're saying.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. That's right. Yeah.
Something's free. You got free bets. You know about it. You're going to try to get in on that.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. All right, so we've got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
You brought up the Tigers. The Tigers now bring in Meadows. Over under 77.5 for the Detroit Tigers.
I like Detroit over a lot. You know, Detroit, Seattle, I think I gave you those two a couple weeks ago. You know, Detroit will be probably the second best team in the Central. Really, the White Sox are good, and then Tigers are. I mean, listen, they also spent. They brought in Javier Baez. They brought in E-Rod. So the Tigers are trying to win. Now, you know, I know that you were really high on the Indians. They're under. Obviously, you don't like the news about Ramirez today.
Oh, that's okay. They'll still trade him. Like, it's just a smoke.
I think he has a complete no trade though with this new contract.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he enjoys it when they're. You know what I mean? How much he enjoys it there? Like, that's.
Sorry, I think I said Indians again. I'm never going to get used to this Guardians thing.
Yeah, it's Guardians.
But,
come on.
Yeah, I know the Guardians, but I do have a little ticket on the Guardians under. I think Chicago and Detroit are the only two teams that are going to do anything.
I think Minnesota don't suck. Actually, I think you're underselling Minnesota. Though.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot. You're right. The Twins are going to be right there with the Tigers. Right around 500. It's the Guardians and the Royals that aren't going to be very good.
All right. And finally, in closing, it was crazy because the other night, Austin Matthews, when he scored the hat trick against Florida.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. And then he lost to Florida. Florida. He scored in Florida. He was plus 180 to be the Hart Memorial Trophy winner. After it went to plus 100... Now it's settling in at minus 110. Are you buying in? Because really, I don't see how they don't give it to him right now, considering how many goals he scored, right?
You know, it's an interesting situation in Edmonton because we don't know how hurt Leon Draisaitl is, right? Draisaitl didn't play yesterday. No one's reporting anything on it. But if he doesn't play for a while, it's going to certainly affect Connor McDavid, who's really Matthews' only competition for the Hart. So if without Draisaitl, I think it definitely bodes well for Matthews to win that award. I'm with you.
Now, the only thing is, when do they give this? Like July?
The voting ends at the regular season. Then it gets, like, awarded.
Vegas show in July or something like that?
Exactly.
It's a long time to wait for an NHL award bet. That's my problem with that. I hate that. That's the thing.
You've been waiting for the money to come back. Yeah, I know.
But the thing is, you can bet it and cash it out, actually, if it's such a slam dunk. But all right, Cohen. Hey, great catching up with you, Cohen. Enjoy the baseball opening weekend.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You as well. Go Jays, go Dodgers. Let's hope with the Jays Dodgers World Series. And I mean, both of us are cashing some nice tickets.
That's the prediction. Dodgers, Blue Jays, World Series. The late night anger match from Cross continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager?
Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in three rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Let's roll, Freddy. Major League Baseball countdown is on. Yankees and Red Sox postponed until Friday, which means the Brew Crew and the Cubs will step up and in. And listen, the schedule, the opening day, this wasn't planned to be the opening day, right? So they are starting. They didn't redo the schedule or anything like that. They didn't miss very much. They missed like 1 week or whatever. They didn't miss very much when it was all said and done. They rushed through spring training, and it's something I want to bring up here in a second, but... So if you're in case you're wondering about the matchups, like, well, why are they opening up the season here and why are they opening up the season there and stuff? This wasn't the plan. They're just sort of starting here. So whatever the schedule was set, it is what it is. So Milwaukee at Chicago will be the first game up. The Milwaukee Brewers. I like the Brewers to win this division, minus 170. You can put it in parlays. You know, if you're going to play a future and you're going to wait 6 months, you really don't want to lay a minus 170, but... You know, you parlay with the Dodgers, suddenly it's plus money. You parlay, you throw the Braves in, it's even bigger. We talked about a 14 banger last night. Four divisions parlay together. The Dodgers to win the division. The Brewers to win a division. The Braves to win a division. And the Blue Jays to win a division, 11-1. So the Dodgers, you know, nothing's a grand slam. Nothing's a sure shot lock. But the Dodgers should win the National League West. They're like minus 230 to do so. The NL Central is not a very good division. It's not a very competitive division. It's basically just St. Louis and Milwaukee, and Milwaukee are better than St. Louis are. This is not the best St. Louis team. Milwaukee are one of these teams. I don't buy in the playoffs. Milwaukee are just, they're built for the regular season. They have good pitching. They don't really have star hitters or anything like that, but they'll wear you out with their pitching and just their, they play hard every day. They're a good regular season team, but they don't have that next level. They can't crank it up a notch. Now, one thing I'll say about the baseball, and we'll give you the odds here. So as I said, so the Brewers, Mr. Burns, Corbin Burns is on the hill for the Brew Crew. Great pitcher. Minus 176. Hendricks, plus 148. Total is 10. Cleveland Guardians. I bet pretty big on the Guardians not to win 77 games, and they'll probably end up winning this game, but I can't panic. Total is 8. Guardians are minus 130. Royals plus 110, and I'm just kidding about the Guardians winning the game. It's a complete toss-up. I never really noticed their new... I've been good at calling them the Guardians, but never really noticed their new logo here on the sportsbook. I don't know what the hell that is. All right, they get the Royals. Zach Greinke, plus 110, total 8. Pittsburgh Pirates blow. But even the worst teams can be good on opening day. Brubaker's on the hill. Plus 172, total is 8. Wainwright goes for the Cards. New York Mets, McGill. That's what the Met plan, right? Not DeGrom, not Scherzer. Listen, man, Scherzer couldn't pitch for the Dodgers in the World Series. Now we're like months later. Now he can't pitch for the Mets to start. Great start here at $43 million. I don't want to be bitter and stuff like that, but I am. So I'm not bitter, but to me, man, you handed the ball to Walker Buehler, bro. Like, you put Buehler in a tough spot. You're making a lot of money. I think Scherzer was thinking about himself more than the Dodgers. I think, you know, he's like, well, I'm a free agent, and I'm going to get $40-plus million dollars here, and I won't if I pop my arm here trying to win a game for a team in the World Series that I don't really care about. That's sort of the way I saw it. It's the way I feel it, you know, deep down inside. that's I'll say what some people won't say out loud. I say, nevertheless, the Reds are terrible. The Reds are going to suck.
I guess you know we can money line parlay baseball tomorrow. I want to warn people though. So there's just a line. So Mahle is +168, Max Fried -200. Total is 8. They're going to raise the banner there in Atlanta. Houston Astros against Los Angeles. The Angels. Angels -122 with Ohtani. The Ohtani show. 8.5. Stros +104. San Diego, Yu Darvish and Madison Bumgarner in the desert in Arizona. San Diego are -158 road favorites. Arizona are +134. The total is 9. Now, I'm really fired up for baseball. I'm a big baseball fan. I hate all these stupid rule changes or what they're going to implement next year. I think this little pitch device, stupid hand signal, non-signal crap is a bunch of crap. I think a lot of what they're doing is stupid. But at its core, I still love the sport. They're destroying the sport, but I still love it. And I like betting on it, and I'm really fired up for the futures. And we'll quickly go over all the futures. I'll even talk quicker than Cam after. I'll bang off all the future baseball picks that I put in for you, but or at least the pertinent ones, the win totals and stuff. But the game one, opening day in Major League Baseball, guys. Like I said, number one, they're coming out of a lockout. So they're coming out of a lockout. Number two, it was a quick in, hey, let's just get the spring training over with and start playing games. So, I don't know. You don't really know what's going to happen. It's baseball. The worst team can win on any given day in baseball to begin with, let alone the opening day. And another thing is, too, especially early in the year here, except not just early in the year, but I think it'll be a theme throughout, is starting pitching is overrated. Like, you know, a lot of y'all, oh, look at this. Like, how many innings are these guys really going to go tomorrow? Especially if it's not even nice weather and it's raining and stuff. And it's crap-ass weather, but they're playing the game anyways. Like, really? And you're paying a pitcher $32 million a year. You're going to leave him out there for 7 innings because he's looking good? Or you're going to pull his ass? They pull pitchers so quickly now. It's more about the bullpen than the starting pitching. I think the starting pitching is a much over-discussed discussion. I could have done better than that. When talking and handicapping baseball games, unless you're betting the first 3 innings or something, I would say first 5, but even pitchers don't even go 5 anymore. Like, seriously, pitchers will have a no hitter going, and they'll be like, well, he's on a pitch count, so yeah, he's got a no hitter in the 7th, but he's on a pitch count, and we just can't take that chance. So I wouldn't just buy in and go, oh my God, look at this guy's pitching. One thing I'll say, look, bad teams can win at home. It's baseball. Like, bad, and you know, there'll always be a bad team or two that's going to start the season off 6-2 or something like that. Every year it happens. One of these bad teams will be like 10-2, and people are going, oh my God, look, maybe they don't suck. And then, yeah, let's catch up in 3 weeks. They suck. They've lost 12 in a row or whatever. Baseball is an intricate and nuanced sport, so it's kind of random, especially opening day. But I think, you know, looking here, the Braves are good. The Reds are not. The Braves are loaded. The Reds are not. The Braves are raising a World Series banner. The Reds are not. Like, there's sort of like, there's a lot of things like, all right, which are the Braves going to show up? Yeah. What, you think they're going to mail it in on banner day here? Like, no. And the whole thing about, oh, I used to like to bet against teams that are raising a banner, that doesn't work anymore. The teams, they always win these games. So I think the Braves will win, and they'll probably cover on the run line, -1.5. But let's take the Braves, put them in a parlay. Like, not, I'll tell you what, like, now that it's not jumping off the screen at me tomorrow, as far as baseball is concerned, I'm just going to bet so much on all these win totals that every game will be big. I'd say, you know what, if you don't want to lay the 1.5, but that's what I'll be looking at. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Braves. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Braves. But the Braves and the Cardinals, the Pirates are bad. And, you know, listen, people are talking about the Cardinals, and yeah, maybe the Cardinals are not, maybe the Cardinals aren't what they were, and they're not some powerhouse right now, but it's still a home opener with Adam Wainwright on the hill against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's +123, plus money. Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals. Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals parlay. +123. Friday, we've got that full slate of games that we'll start jumping in. We talked about it briefly on Game Time Decisions. As far as how we're going to approach the Dodgers, well, we hammered the Dodgers over 96.5, but how are we going to approach the Dodgers? Dodgers run line is the way to go. And we'll get into this tomorrow night. Teddy Covers will join us. We'll get into some baseball strategy and stuff, but we'll look up the numbers from last year, and not just last year, but let's say the last 2 years, and look at the Dodgers and some of these other teams. Very similar to football, like they'll cover the point spread or they'll lose the game. Like the Dodgers don't win a lot of one-run games. They'll either just blow you out or they'll lose the game outright. So you stay away from laying the big juice. You stay away from, oh, I got to put him in a parlay and stuff. Nah, just man up, woman up, and play the run line, -1.5. All right, so let me share my my golf on the way out here, because I know everybody's, what's your golf, right? I think we actually do have some good picks here. I think we do have some good, we got some good picks. A lot of nice plus money stuff. So let's start off with who I think is going to win. Xander Schauffele is going to win 24-1, +2,400. Xander, +2,400. Corey Connors, 50-1. We talked about Corey Connors and his greens and regulation numbers. Corey's right there, man. This guy's knocking on the door. It's sort of a hunch pick. The metrics and the data, like the data golf guys like him. The metrics guys like him. And my hunch likes him as well. There's like a, there's something about Corey Connors I like. Corey Connors to win at 50-1. Hey, this is a big number. But we like him at +150. +150, top 20 as well. Same with Xander. See, it plays Xander top 20 and to win. Corey Connors top 20 and to win at 50-1. Adam Scott, same thing. Adam Scott plays well here. His game is tailor-made for this place. And you're getting 55-1 with him. So Adam Scott, 55-1 and top 20. Tiger Woods has played here 23 times. He's made the cut 22 times. The only time he didn't was in 96 when he was an amateur. Tiger Woods to make the cuts. Nice plus money right now. You get +108, +112, whatever. It's bouncing around. John Rahm has been top 10 the last four times he's played at Augusta. That's +110. Brooks Koepka, +140, top 10. Brooks Koepka has the last 16 major tournaments that Brooks Koepka has played in. He has finished in the top 10 in 12 of them. You're getting +140. Tony Finau. Not in the best current form right now, but you're getting +170 for top 20, and Tony Finau has finished in the top 10 of three in the last four Masters. Finau plays really well here. You can get him +450, top 10. I'll go a little safer, +170, top 20. We told you Corey Connors, top 20. Siwoo Kim, top 20, +170. Will there be a hole-in-one? And any time, Thursday through Sunday, I say yes, -160. Get your green jacket on. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Calm before the storm. 3-minute warning, quick as 180 minutes in sports talk radio. It's Masters Day and Major League Baseball. This never happened. Masters and opening day at the same time, but hey, it is what it is. Let's roll. Countdown is on NBA playoffs. That's when things will really get dialed up. So we got Masters stuff. It'll get us through the weekend. Major League Baseball starts this weekend, and boom, next week NBA playoffs. NBA playoffs, always a fun time on the show. A lot of raging going on after games, and we'll be on during a lot of the late games. So especially in the first round, there'll be a lot of action in, and boom, the NHL playoffs will hop up and in. So one last time for those of you that have a big vision and want to make money, here's the win totals. Dodgers over 96.5. Dodgers over 96.5. Guardians under 76.5. Mariners over 83.5. Rockies over 68.5. My arm's been twisted enough. I'm in on the Detroit Tigers over 77.5. Vladimir Guerrero, 8-1 to score the most runs. I think you sprinkle with Guerrero to score the most runs, Guerrero to hit the most home runs, and Guerrero to win the MVP of the American League. You win one of them, you make money. And they're sort of somewhat correlated in a way. Right? Like, you know, if he hits 50-plus home runs and he wins the MVP, boom, you hit the 800, 8-plus 800 that he hit the most home runs, and then you take home the MVP as well after. Right, he scored the most runs last year, and you're getting 8-1 and 10-1. It's bouncing around right now for him to score the most runs as well. We gave you the division parlays. Follow me on Twitter. We've got a video and our links with more Major League Baseball futures. Tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow right here, and we'll break down Thursday's slate. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.